thank you for joining us today. This is Scott Becker with the Becker Group Women's Leadership Podcast. I'm your partner at McGuire Woods and the publisher of Becker's Healthcare. I'm thrilled today to be joined by one of my partners at McGuire Woods and the chair of our national healthcare practice, Amber Walsh. Amber, can you take a moment and introduce yourself? Then I'll ask you a series of questions about leadership, motivation, inspiration, and more.
Absolutely. And I appreciate being invited to join you today. It's an honor to move from being a mere listener to one of your guests. So thank you for that opportunity. As you mentioned, I'm a partner at McGuire Woods. I have spent nearly my entire 17-year career at McGuire Woods. I'm practicing with you and the rest of our 50-plus team in the healthcare group.
Now, Amber, you now chair the McGuire Woods healthcare practice. It's a large and important part of the firm. It intersects with a lot of other parts of the firm, 50, 60 lawyers in it, tens of million dollars in revenues. I'm going to ask you first, what do you love most about leadership? And then I'm going to ask you after that, what are some of the biggest challenges in leadership? And so forth. But let's start with, what do you like most about leadership?
Sure, absolutely. So I think one of the most powerful and rewarding aspects of being a leader is not just using your own personal voice, but helping others to find their voice and learning through your interactions with all of the folks on your team, their needs, their challenges, their personal goals, and taking that collective wisdom on both an individual level and amongst the group and giving voice to those needs beyond just my own. And that has been very powerful. It's been very rewarding. And I think it's a critical aspect of being a leader.
And you've grown into that over the last several years, and I've watched that personal growth, and it's been amazing to watch. What do you find as some of the biggest challenges of leadership?
Well, the exact same thing that is rewarding, I think, can also be quite challenging, and it is humbling oneself enough to hear those voices. Those voices are critically important, and you cannot be an effective leader if you have not taken the time to get beyond your own needs and to move into more of that stewardship role of being a leader, to take the time to hear those voices and then collectively find a way to express them and then also to speak and create consensus amongst all of these different needs and amongst these different voices. I think it's especially a challenge in a personal services firm where we are individuals, but we all need to be working towards the collective good. It is challenging, but it's important.
And let me ask you a follow-up question. You've been at this at the firm for 7 years. I've seen you grow from an associate to an associate who is a leader as an associate, managing lots of people and lots of clients. And the most important clients of the firm, to growing into leading the entire department and really serving across the firm in lots of leadership roles. How do you keep yourself motivated? How do you stay excited about it day in, day out, and grow?
Yeah, absolutely. This is something that I definitely had to learn because it is not just about the day-to-day minutiae of the job. It also goes beyond the joy of hearing these different voices that I mentioned. But what I find to be most motivating is something that's very simple, and that is the simple but important process of setting goals, tracking to goals, having your team appreciate the value of goal setting and how that works within your overall strategy, and then actually achieving those goals. I think that's very motivating. Even the small goal setting, the small goals that are set on a monthly basis, I think are very important. And when you can achieve them and then celebrate that, it's a motivation to go on to the next goal, that builds into the overall strategy.
Thank you very much. Let me ask you one other question, and I know we're going to talk about it later in this discussion. Just a moment on introducing the Women in Private Equity series that you've developed and the firm has developed, and why that's near and dear to your heart, and how that has worked.
That particular initiative is really a team-driven initiative within the firm that comes from the recognition that the private equity industry just had a dearth of real female leaders, both those who were going into a career in private equity from the outset, but particularly staying in for the long haul and moving into a leadership role. And the private equity industry actually numerically falls behind law firms, other financial institutions, and a lot of other career paths that can be taken by women leaders. And the industry itself has recognized the important need of fostering a network and an atmosphere and a set of opportunities that will allow women to have some success. And what we have intended with the initiative is to help play our small part in addressing that with the creation of this network and with profiling women who inspire others.
And let me ask you a follow-up question. We've had a great discussion on some of the challenges of leadership, setting goals, staying motivated. This magnificent project you and a team have pushed forward on the Women in Private Equity series. Next question. Who are some of the most inspiring people that you work with?
I will use two examples from within our firm. And Scott, if I were speaking to anyone else other than you, I would actually use you as the example and your innovative leadership, which has been remarkable and unbelievably unique to experience. But I won't, because I don't want to be accused of trying to kiss up to my interviewers. So I will use two different examples from our own law firm. And I think these are two very interesting examples, because one has been a very high-profile leader of partners, and the other has been a very quiet and less known leader of our young attorneys. And I think they both have a remarkable set of skills. So our chairman, John Harmon, who took over a little more than a year ago, has just been so fascinating to watch him step into leadership at the firm and to experience the impact that he has on people in creating loyalty, getting them enthusiastic. And Scott, I believe you've had this experience yourself with John. He looks people in the eye. He asks genuine and thoughtful questions. He makes everyone that he is leading feel valued. And then he actually proves it by remembering what they've said and putting it all together to create a strategy and an outward-facing and inwardly motivating brand for our firm. And I think that's just remarkable. It's been really a cool experience to watch him step into leadership. And then by contrast, a quiet leader is Tim Fry. He is a young associate in our group who from day one has been a quiet, calm, soft-spoken, but dependable leader of our associates, who leads by always doing what he says he's going to do, to lead by example, to use very few words. He's not a leader of many words, but when he chooses to speak, it's powerful. And I have really enjoyed seeing that. And then, of course, outside the firm, there are so many examples within our own client base, other lawyers who I have a ton of respect for. But I love the juxtaposition of these two leaders within our own firm. And I find a lot of enthusiasm and energy comes from watching both of them.
What are some of the things you're most excited about for this year coming up?
Now, so I'll use an example from the Women in Private Equity Initiative, and I'm glad that you used the word team and mentioned that, because that was something that I failed to mention. This all happens because of a very, very motivated and enthusiastic team. And one of the things that's been really remarkable to see, and that has me very excited for 2019, is the energy it has created within our young women, both at the firm, but at some of our lender and private equity and healthcare clients, where the young women are connecting with the young attorneys at our firm. And we are now extending our profile series, where we're not just profiling women leaders and veterans in private equity, but the rising stars, and making connections at that level, which really gets me excited, because I think that bodes well for where the industry is going. But it's just so pleasing to see those networks being created.
Well, I think just magnificent what you've done, both every day and in the course of your career, and just a pleasure to have you talk today about leadership and also about your growth as a leader and sort of how you have moved to take on not just your own voice, but understand sort of the consensus building and hearing others and trying to make sure that that's all vocalized well and that leadership comes from that. So I think just a great discussion, Amber. And I appreciate you so much joining us today. Thank you.
Thank you.